No, I don't think so. You know, we're still in a good position. If you said, hey, had our bye week, after 10 games, we'd be, you know, winning our division. And, you know, you take that every time. So that's where we stand. And, you know, we've been through stretches before where we haven't been playing our best, but we've been able to bounce out of them. And, you know, we got time to, you know, rest up this week, get back healthy. Get refreshed and come back. You know, we got a 6-game season. It's all gonna come down to what happens those 6 games. We're in control of our own destiny. We got a tough schedule. We got good teams to play, but it should be exciting. We're looking forward to that opportunity.
There's no panic.
How do you react when you hear the words "dead arm" and people say Eli has a dead arm?
I don't react. You know, and no one's watching me practice. I thought I had good velocity, threw the ball well yesterday.
There's no panic, but is there a concern with the way the offense is running right now?
You know, we can fix it. I thought there were some good things that we did the other day, some things that can be cleaned up. But, you know, I thought we made some improvements. Obviously, we just had too many mistakes. I think that's we haven't been making many mistakes in games. And this game, you know, obviously four turnovers in the second half, you know, that's a game right there.
Do you think it's best for the guys to just go away and forget about football for a week, or do you think people should just think about how you've played the last 2 weeks?
No, I don't think that'll help. I think most of the guys will try to get away, get their minds off football. Ten games, it's a grind. It's a long time, and we got guys banged up and guys who are, you know, need to get back healthy, and you know, a lot going on these last 2 weeks. So I think it'd be good to get everybody away from football for a little bit. Rest up and then come back energized, ready to go.
Eli, you going to be able to do that? You know, put away for 4 or 5 days. Is that the way you like to do it?
I think. Well, you know, we're not here. You know, Coach Coughlin's given us this time off, so take advantage of that and you know, definitely.
Well, what does it mean to be, you know, about the arm? But, you know, just about the rest. I mean, not doing it. I mean, do you think that will help? Sometimes you just feel a little bit of more energy.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I think just getting a little rest, getting away from things for a little bit. Again, you know, 10 games in, everybody's gonna be tired. That's just part of football. And you know, it's good. You know, now, hey, we got you know, we have a week off. Now we should, you know, we got a 6-game season, and we'll be refreshed and ready to go play our best football.
You're 6-4. You're still in first place. Do you guys look around and take that as a positive here going into the break?
Yeah, no doubt. And I said, you know, you look at that. Hey, if they could have given us this opportunity at the beginning of the year, we would have taken it. We would have taken this same spot. And so, you know, we it's all going to come down to how we play these next 6 games. That's all that matters. What's happened these past weeks, it's over. It's hey, you know, what happens in 2 weeks when we line up again to play? You know what's going to be our mentality? How are we going to work? You know, next week when we get back and start preparing. You know, it's how we attack those things. How are we going to find ways to get better?
You know, are you getting hit more in the last couple of games?
Yeah, probably took a few more hits this past game and the previous than earlier in the year, but you know, that's just part of football. Some days, you know, that happens. We threw it a little bit more. We're, you know, got behind. So you know, sitting in shotgun, you know you're gonna throw it almost every down is usually brings that on.
How do you approach the daunting schedule that's ahead of you versus Dallas, which on paper looks like they have a much easier schedule?
You know, you can't worry about other people's schedules. All you can do is worry about, you know, attacking each game, and that's all you worry about. And we get excited to play big games, and now, you know, all of them are big. You know, we got 6 huge games, and all of them against good teams, and those are the ones you get excited about, because you know if you get a win, you've earned it, and you're gonna be excited about getting that opportunity.